Welcome back, everyone, to the Radio Sports Page here on KNIA KRLS. I had the opportunity to attend Pleasantville's first golf meet of the season this past Monday and had the opportunity to catch up with Carter Olam and Jacob Heemstra from the team. Here's what they had to say on how it felt to get back on the course. We're back here with Pleasantville golfer Jacob Heemstra. Jacob, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and jump right into this. This is the first time you've been on the course in a couple of years. How did it feel to be back out?
At first, I was really nervous and really shaking, but after a while, it felt awesome, having a blast.
Well, I mean, first time you've been on the course in 2 years. Was it difficult to get back into the swing of things with everything going on?
No, I've been playing a lot, just not in any tournaments.
Okay, so it's more of just like make sure to get back into competitively. How well do you think that you did in your first meet?
I think I did pretty solid. I shot a 45.
Okay.
As far as I know, the winner shot a 39.
Okay, so you're like right up there with them then.
Yeah.
All right, that's pretty good. What do you think is going to be your biggest goal for this season?
Start hitting everything consistently and get better overall. Hopefully get down to the 30s.
Yeah. Well, you were a sophomore when you last stepped down on the course competitively.
Freshman.
Wow. Okay. My mistake. How does it feel to be golfing as a freshman compared to a junior after the stoppage?
It feels a lot better because I'm a little bit used to it, got some experience.
Okay.
We've got a lot of kids without any experience on our team.
So maybe you could be like one of those leaders, if you will, to look forward to. Well, you always need that. Looking at this first meet and looking forward to the season, who do you think is going to be your toughest conference competition?
I'm not sure who's all in.
Not sure?
No.
No, that's all right. Who do you think was your toughest opponent to go up against in this meet?
They were purple, WC.
West Central Valley?
Yeah, West Central Valley.
Why would you say that?
Their number one golfer is just a really good golfer, hits it far, putts well.
Literally a jack of all trades, it sounds like.
Yeah.
What do you think your strength is as a golfer overall?
I think my strength is probably my putting. I can normally two putt at least.
It's always a good thing.
Yeah.
What are you doing to improve your driving this season?
I'm going to get out here and work with Coach on hitting it straighter and not slicing it.
Very tough to slice, yeah. Especially in wind like this, like we're in.
Yeah.
How difficult is it to golf in the wind?
Not too bad. Depending on which hole it is, I golf in the wind a lot and pretty used to it.
Pretty used to it, huh?
Yeah.
What has made you used to it? Do you think it's more of like dealing with different directions?
Yeah, just different directions and coming out and playing.
Practice by repetition,
yeah.
Sounds like. So you're currently a junior, you said, right?
Yeah.
Any plans on the end of high school yet or not yet?
No, I'm not sure. Maybe go someplace for golf.
No, let's hope so.
Yeah.
So what do you think your biggest improvement needs to be this season?
Hitting my tee shots.
Hitting your tee shots, so starting off strong, it sounds
yeah.
like. Okay, well, your first meet is obviously completed. Let me go ahead and pull up your schedule for your next one. And it looks like that your next meet, you are going to be going to Knoxville
yep.
for this one. What do you need to do in that meet that you didn't do maybe so much in this first meet here?
I really need to execute on the par threes and hitting the green and just not missing the fairway.
Very difficult to do. Sounds easy, but it's definitely difficult. All right. Again, that meet is at Knoxville. It will begin at 4 p.m. Jacob Heemstra, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
I'm currently joined here by Carter Olam. Carter, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, I just did pretty good today.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into this. How did it feel to get back on the course for the first time in a couple of years competing?
Oh, it felt great, actually, because, you know, last year kind of got, like, unlucky with COVID. No season, like, so I didn't get any playing in at all, and came back this year. I played like probably hundreds of rounds of golf in the last week or two just to get ready for today, and I came out here and I tried my best. I shot a 40.
Yeah, you were the low shooter today. So how well do you think that you did personally in your first meet today?
Well, I did better than what I usually do, which is pretty good for me, but I could have done better, which is what I'm like really happy about. It's like I still have room for improvement, and I'm still improving.
Absolutely. Well, that's all you can hope for. What's the one thing that you think you need to improve on as the season goes on?
Oh, easily driving. Like, everyone's like they drive, and then their short game's terrible. They three putt and stuff, but I'm like the complete opposite. I get it out there, I one putt, two putt every hole, but then my drive's 40 yards right.
So you need to find a way to not slice everything right and left, essentially.
Yep.
One of the hardest tasks. I mean, how hard is it to golf in wind like this, like we're standing in?
This wind is terrible right now, especially when like you're so used to a hole, and then the wind's coming straight at you. You have to club up, like you gotta go two clubs higher, and then you put any spin on the ball, and it's gonna go completely the wrong direction. It's gonna mess you up.
Gotta make sure that you hit everything correctly.
Yeah.
So, would you say that your biggest strength then is your short game then?
Easily.
Easily?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you think was your toughest competition in your round today?
My round?
Yeah.
There was two kids that shot 39, just about. And I could have even done better than them. I put one in the water on 5, so I could have shot a 38. But I only lost that one ball. But, hey, 40's good. I'll take it.
Yeah, all you can hope for, right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, you being back in the swing of things, no pun intended. How does it feel now to become, like, a leader of the squad after just being on the team freshman year?
Yeah, freshman year was pretty fun, and then came back this year, and I thought, well, I was supposed to be number 2, but then I did the best by 5-6 strokes, and that's kind of crazy, because now that makes me number 1, so things are going to get a lot tougher.
Well, certainly the expectations are going to be heaped on you a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
So your next meet is this upcoming week later on. You travel to Knoxville, which is not far from here. What do you think you need to improve on for this meet?
Definitely driving. Everything else pretty good. But if I can get my driving, like my driver down, and then I'll be under 40 easily.
All you can ask for, so just make sure that you hit everything straight on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Carter Olam, tonight's low score here in Pleasantville. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you to both Jacob Heemstra and Carter Olam for catching up with me here on KNIA KRLS. We'll be back with more of the Radio Sports Page after this.